is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
Oh my gosh.
What you got?
Knee deep in weird this morning, let me tell you. Microloan systems are growing more and more popular with Chinese millennials.
Okay.
Over in China there. The cost of living is high, but they don't have credit cards, so they have the option of paying for anything from a burger to a car off monthly.
Okay.
Yeah, so it sounds weird already. Like, wow, I could just really use $50 right now. How can I get that $50?
So I could go into a restaurant, order dinner, and like pay it in installments over time?
Yeah.
Weird.
So I'll just pay you $1 a day to have this $30 meal now.
Okay.
And then have it paid off at the end of the month.
Crazy.
But along with that is another growing trend. It's of young women trading lenders' naked selfies for loans.
Dude.
They're referred to as naked loan services.
So if you're like, hey, I need $10,000 to pay off some debt, they'd go, okay, show me some naked photos and I'll give you $10,000.
Now, it's the Chinese version of this.
Go order the large sausage.
Lisa, but we don't have any money. How can we pay him?
Well,
just send me a couple nudie selfies and we'll be fine.
So, do you have to pay the loan back? Or is your debt showing the naked photos of yourself?
Well, I mean, I guess the lenders are just taking advantage of how desperate these people are.
Right.
I mean, they're typically young women age 19 to 23.
Okay.
And they're offered the option of sending naked pictures of themselves as collateral. They're also threatened with the possibility of having those nudes leaked to their family and friends if they can't make their payments on time.
Oh, no!
Dude!
You either gonna cough up or we're gonna show these boobs to all your friends.
That's terrifying.
Wow. So you're putting yourself in the position of like a revenge porn deal.
Yes.
Just so you can make a buck.
Correct. I just would never go for that loan.
Wow. Not to mention they face having to send even more pictures and videos if the lender decides to charge them interest.
So you're making payments off your loan.
You either send us more boobs or we can send these boobs to your family and friends. What do you think?
Like, can you believe that?
I can. In this day and age, I can believe anything. Nothing shocks me anymore.
I mean, if you don't care, if you're proud of it, be like, yeah, here's a boob. Let me get a soda.
I don't need the whole meal right now. I could pay for this half, but I can't pay for the guac because guac's always extra. So let me just flash one boob.
Wow. Report in 2016 alone, there was 161 young women caught in this. That's just 2016. That's like 2 to 3 years later now. So
it's not considered they're not supposed to be doing that? Or is this...
Well, China has started cracking down, so you have to have a license to do it.
Yeah.
So if you don't have the license, you can't be doing it.
So you have to have a license to obtain naked photos of young
women. If you're
a
licensed company or individual, you can ask for nudes in exchange for a small loan.
Weird.
Wow. Yeah, nuts. A British man named...
Stop.
You're going to think these are fake. They're real, I swear. A British man named Shamshire Butt.
Wait, Shamshire, first name Shamshire, last name Butt?
Correct.
Okay. I'm just trying to follow along here.
He was making a late night run to McDonald's in the UK, King's Lynn, the UK.
Oh, Shamshire.
And he tried to pay for a cheeseburger with a sock. He apparently showed up super drunk, and when he got into the drive-thru window to pay for his order, he offered a package of potato chips. When that backfired, he tried to pay with a sock. After that, didn't work. An employee at the restaurant asked Butt to wait for his food in the parking while another one called police.
Oh. Man. I've tried to pay for things with a library card before. This was back in the day. I was not driving. Somebody else was driving. So I was not drinking and driving. I needed some crystal before I went home. No, not Crystal.
Oh, Crystal Burgers. I was like, whoa, Jill, your youth. I had no idea how crazy you got.
Need a little crystal on my way home.
Smokestack.
If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs.
This is Rick Stacy in the morning on Sunny FM.